Hello, hello, hello! Is this thing on? Oh my gosh, guys. Welcome back or welcome to the It's Nap Time podcast. I'm your host, Natalie Palak, and holy fucking shit. Am I happy to be back sitting here recording another episode for you guys? It has been quite some time. It really feels like it's been so long. It's been a few weeks. Some things have happened. A much needed break, not even because I am getting tired of recording this, but it was so nice to see my family, be in Ohio, just live in the moment so that I could, you know, relax and recharge and be the best Natalie for you guys. There was supposed to be an episode last week, but unfortunately, your girl got sick, guys. On the flight back from Ohio to New Jersey, I was next to a man. I was in the aisle row. He was in the aisle row, so like, what, 2 feet away from me to my left. He was wearing a mask, which I really thought that that was going to give what it needed to give, but it did not. He was wearing his mask and he would take the mask off to sneeze and cough, and you know what? I knew my fate from that moment on. The next day after landing from the flight, I wake up with a horrible sore throat, and that was it for me. Anthony and I both got really sick. He had the flu. At first I thought I had the flu. I thought I had strep. I thought I had COVID. I went in to get tested for everything, and it was just awful. I have not been sick, let alone sick like that, in years, guys. So I do apologize for saying that there would be an episode last Tuesday, but you know what? I literally had no voice, and I don't think anyone would have wanted to sit through that, so please, please, please bear with me if I sound a little congested, nasally. I'm really trying my best, and I did not want to let another week go by without talking to you guys. So, what has happened since our last episode? I flew to Ohio for Christmas. We had a huge family Christmas party, which I have not been to a big Palak family gathering in years. Oh, and that's how you know that we're back. I don't even know if you guys can always hear the trains or the aggressive truck drivers honking, but you know what? That's how you know that I am back in dirty Jersey, baby. But as I was saying, I have not been at a big Palak family gathering, and it's just, you know, when all different types of personalities and people get together, it's bound to be a show. So we had a big Palak family party. It was our little Christmas, and we did White Elephant. Thank God that my parents went with me, because the people that I assumed that I would be hanging out with, and of course my brother and my sister-in-law, I was with them too, but of the cousins that I expected to be hanging out with, I wasn't, which that's fine, that's life, you know, things just don't always go and work out according to plan, but thank God my parents were there, because they were, you know, my people to rely on. They were my backup, they were my people to hang out with. I hung out with my Nana a lot, my grandpa, and obviously my nephew Asher and my sister-in-law and my brother, but, you know, I did kind of expect to hang out with some family that I don't always see whenever I'm in Ohio, but, you know, that's life, and families are fucking weird, but I digress. We did not have a white Christmas this year like we had last year. We were literally snowed in Christmas 2022. Wow, that feels so weird to say, because now we're in 2024, which, happy fucking New Year, by the way, guys. I'm kind of just going over what has happened since I took the little holiday break. But yeah, no snowy white Christmas, but it was so fun to see my other baby nephew Maddox, hang out with my brother, sister-in-law, my mom, my dad, my pets, of course, that are in Ohio, our pit bull Winston, and then our little black kitty cat, Ollie. I've told you guys about Ollie, his story, and yes, he is fully 100,000% ours. That takes us through Christmas, and then my dad's birthday was the 27th, which I was not in Ohio for that, but I had to get out of there and come back to New Jersey to work because we did not have the day after Christmas off, or yeah, obviously we had Christmas, but the 26th we did not have off, so I had to work that day and also fly, which whatever, you know, it'd be like that. Work is not always going to work out in your favor. And then we're almost back to present time. Landed in New Jersey, got super fucking sick, and so did Anthony. So that was our New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. That's how we ring in the new year, being extremely sick. But you know what? Ended 2023 being sick as fuck. Started 2024 being sick as a dog. So it can only go up from here. You know what I mean? So with that, welcome to season 2, everybody. I can't believe that we are already on our second season. Season 1 was obviously short because we started in August, so season 3 will be starting at the beginning of 2025. It won't be like 3 months long like how season 1 was. So I'm very excited for a very long, beefy, juicy, just exciting season with you guys. I hope that everyone had an amazing Christmas. If you celebrate, an amazing holiday season with their family, their friends, their loved ones. Honestly, even if you were by yourself, alone time is something that you don't realize how truly important it is and how delicate and precious it is until you're not able to have it. So however you spent the week of Christmas, the month of December, hell, even November and the first week of January, just know that I love you. I have such high hopes for 2024. Honestly, the feeling and the vibe, what 2024 is giving is refreshing, freeing. It is giving summer of 2016, and I don't know how to describe it. I have that feeling of when I would go back for a new semester for college, and there was all of this excitement, new events happening, new adventures, new opportunities. Everything was truly in the palm of my hands. The world is my oyster. It still is, but I don't know what what took over me in the years from, honestly, lockdown 2019 all the way up until 2023, the end of it. I don't know what was in the air, what was in the water, what was up with me, but I was not living in the best mindset. I wasn't pouring from a full cup. I was very much pouring from an empty cup. So I just have very exciting vibes, feelings about the year of 2024. And I really hope that you guys are too. I really do believe that the podcast has a lot to do with that because I really feel purposeful in posting for you guys. And it just makes me so excited every single week to think of new topics and things to share with you guys, and I really love the space that we're creating in this community, so that is how I feel about 2024. It feels so crazy to say that. Every single year, it just feels like mind-blowing and mind-boggling that, holy shit, another year is under our belt. So thankful to be here, feeling very blessed. Thank you, Lord, for bringing us all the way to 2024, and I am so excited for the future and what is to come. Rewinding a little bit, I want to go over the Spotify Wrapped for the It's Nap Time podcast. I wrote down some stats, so here we go. The most listened episode was episode 1 of What Better Time Than Now, and I feel like that checks out because anyone coming across the podcast, you know, for me personally at least, I like to start from the beginning of someone's podcast and kind of work my way up. It feels like I'm binging a series on Netflix or Hulu, HBO Max. Honestly, why are there so many different platforms? We have Peacock, we have Hulu, we have Netflix, we have HBO Max, we have Paramount Plus, we have Amazon Prime Video. I'm sure that's Disney Plus. Why are there so many fucking platforms, the ESPN, whatever, the bundle with Hulu? I can't keep track. I just know that payments come out of my account, Anthony's account, my parents' account, you know, we all kind of, like, you pay for one, I'll pay for one, you pay for one, and then just kind of, like, share it. But what the fuck is going on? When is enough going to be enough, and when are we all going to decide that there does not need to be 8, 9, 10 different streaming platforms? It is getting to be a lot, but anyways, I like to listen to people's podcasts from episode one and kind of just go on from there, and it's just also fun to see the growth and hear how much the podcaster, the host, changes throughout the seasons and all. Obviously, if there's like 8 seasons, I might not necessarily go back to episode one, but for me, with only having one season of us having like 20-ish episodes, I would probably go back to episode one. And you know what? Maybe one day I will go back to episode one and listen to just see how I sounded and everything and where I was coming from episode one. But that was our most listened episode, guys. The people that listen to the podcast, their top 3 genres. So we have society and culture, health and fitness, and comedy. So that kind of encapsulates our listeners and the vibe that the pod is giving so far. It's Nap Time was a top 10 podcast for 22 listeners, a top 5 podcast for 10 listeners, and a top 1 podcast for 3 listeners. So if you are any of those people, thank you so much for being here. I love you. You really make my day, you make my week, and just thank you so much for being here. I did host the very first giveaway of the It's Nap Time podcast of all of my favorite things, and the giveaway winner has been contacted. I am so excited to get everything ready and shipped out to her. Obviously, with the holidays and then me being sick, I did not really have time to do any of that, and I didn't want to like be sick packaging something for someone. So I'm going to be getting on that this week and getting that sent out. I'm so excited. I'm so grateful that you guys are supporting this journey and just being here with me. We have over 250 followers now, and that was with us taking a little break. So thank you guys so much for sharing the love on the podcast and just being here, telling your friends you love It's Nap Time, tagging your friends in entries. I really appreciate all of you. Now, I don't think I made any 2023 resolutions, like specific resolutions. I did make a vision board, which is staring right at me above my desk that I am recording at and the desk that I work at, which, by the way, guys, it is a Monday morning and it's 36 degrees and it's sunny. A year ago, I would be like, holy fuck, it's so freezing, but I could go sit out on my little balcony right now and the sun is blaring and I would be okay. I wouldn't be freezing. I don't know what is wrong with me, but I am definitely adapting. She's adapting. Anyways, yeah, I'm staring at my 2023 vision board, and some of the things did come true. The other things are in the works, which I really love that for me. But yeah, I didn't choose any, like, specific words or themes or any specific resolutions for last year. But let me share some of the things that I am putting on my 2024 vision board, because I have not yet completed that. Obviously, that was kind of a New Year's Eve plan for me to do, to get all the pictures, everything cut out, and just put together, but, you know, I was sick, so there was that. But some of the overarching themes or resolutions that I have for 2024 are consistency, routine, self-care, growing my relationship with God, and showing up for me. I am the type of bitch that I will rally, show up, hype up any single one of my friends, family members, loved ones, even strangers on the internet. But when it comes to me, I fall so short. I don't know why. That's obviously something that I should, like, you know, unpack with a therapist. But for some reason, when it comes to me, I will let the ball drop. I will be like, oh, it's okay, I'll do it later. I put myself on the back burner. I put myself on pause. And that is just not a good way to go about life. I want to have that fixed before, obviously before, like, I have children, which is not in my line of view at all for the upcoming future in the slightest. But I really think that is something that is so important when you're raising a child and just, you know, bringing new life into this world, showing them that taking care of yourself is so important and so essential. And I really want to prove to myself that I can and I will show up for myself, and I will do it with a smile. That was really a big reason on why I wanted to start the 75 Hard as well, was to just show myself that I can be consistent and I can show up for myself, even if it's hard, even if I don't feel like it, even if I'm feeling tired or groggy or I'm on my period. I'm just so sick and tired of the excuses that I can give myself, because all it does is harm me and affect me and just really not allow myself to show up as my best self and just, you know, live in my divine femininity. You know what I'm trying to say? I don't know why that word is so hard for me to say. Femininity. What? Okay, now this is just embarrassing. You know what I mean? I want to dream big. I want to show up for myself. I want to believe in myself and actually truly believe it. I can talk a big game and say I'm proud of myself that I'm putting in the work, but if I'm not putting in the work mentally, it's kind of like, what's the fucking point of even creating a plan? Do you know what I mean? Is this making sense? So showing up for myself is a really huge one, and I just think that it will be so beneficial in so many stages of my life. And in the end, it'll even just allow me and just, yeah, it'll really just allow me to be a better friend, a better daughter, a better sister, a better aunt, a better all of these things. So maybe if I look at it as showing up for myself will positively impact the people around me, maybe I'll be a little bit more likely to do it, which is kind of so sad to say, but you know what? You gotta start somewhere. You gotta find some angle to get started. So that is what is on the agenda for me for this year, and you guys can definitely help me hold myself accountable to that. I just really want that to be something that is implemented into my life moving forward. I think that will help me be the best woman that I can be, the best Natalie that I can be. And yeah, so I'm very excited. Once I have more of an idea of my vision board, I will definitely post a picture of it. I can also post a photo of my 2023 vision board just so you guys can see like the vibes of last year, and I can post what came true, what is coming to fruition, and, you know, just things of that nature. Now, the last segment of this episode is going to be what is in and what is out, in my opinion, for 2024. Now, this does not have to apply to you, so please don't feel offended if I'm saying what's in or what's out is the complete opposite for you. These are things that, for me personally, are going to be in and out for 2024 for any type of reason, whether if it's a personal reason or just I think that it's the vibe that I want to curate for this coming year. So my ins, I have Spotify specifically for podcasts. Now, I'm a little biased because obviously I upload on Spotify podcasts every single episode each week. But I am a huge Spotify girly. I used to be a big Apple Music and a big Apple Podcast girly, but given that I now have my own podcast, and even just before I had my own podcast, I just really love the layout of Spotify, and I don't know, it just feels more homey, you know what I mean? Apple feels very, like, sterile, which, no hate on Apple, because I am still trying to get this podcast on Apple. It's just so much more difficult, so I'm gonna go with what I know and what I'm good at, and that is Spotify. So, love y'all. Hydrate before caffeinating. This is so important, and honestly, until I became a big coffee girl, I would have no grounds to stand on for this, but if you have a coffee or any type of energy drink before water, you're gonna be so shaky. It's gonna feel like your heart is gonna pound out of your chest, and let's just get in that water before caffeination. Honestly, so many people that are, you know, on their health and fitness grind, they do say to try to consume as much water as possible in the morning. It just helps with everything. And also, get in some sunlight before even having that caffeine, just because you want to get in all those natural things that can help jumpstart your day in the best possible way. Being a morning person, this is something that I strive to be every single year, every single day, but I am going to put my best foot forward. A healthy work-life balance. This is something that I really want to have set in stone because being a workaholic is not cute. Migraine glasses. I got these for Christmas, guys. I got two different pairs, a brown and a rose gold, and I'm so excited because if you know me, you know that I am ridden with migraines, headaches, everything of that nature, and I'm so excited to see how these migraine glasses work. With that blue light glasses, protect your fucking vision, guys, especially my work from home girlies. Protect those beautiful eyes. Journaling. I used to be a big journaling girly, fell off the grind a little bit, but I am back on my bullshit with journaling and I love it. I've been doing it since the first of the year, so today recording, it's the 8th. I will, once this airs, have been 8 days journaling and a little pat on the back for me. Living unapologetically, I used to be the person that did not give a fuck about what anyone thought about me, how I dressed, what I looked like, this, that, or the other. I marched to the beat of my own drum, and I don't know if it was going to college, if it was just being on social media, just whatever the fuck it was, something made me want to just live like everyone else, which there's nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with liking other things that other people like, but the moment that you start to essentially put a muzzle on yourself and not allow yourself to express yourself and really just be you, that's an issue. Showing up for you and others. This is something that I really want to be a lot better at. None of my friends are in New Jersey, okay? So I really have to try a little bit harder to show up for my friends, my family, given that I am so far away. So that is something that I really want to prioritize is like making those that I love most feel loved. Making playlists. I used to be a huge playlist girly, and again, this is where Spotify comes out on top, literally in every single aspect. Making a Spotify playlist is so fun. I need to make more of those. Lunches. Going out for a good lunch is really such a fucking vibe. Wearing your heart on your sleeve, saying I love you more. I think these are two things that I used to really do. And then, like I said, I don't know if it was going to college, maybe having my heart broken a few times, but I did stop doing those things. Being crafty. I am a crafty bitch, okay? I'm a DIY queen and I need to start tapping into that more because it makes me so happy. It heals my inner child. It makes me feel productive. It makes me feel purposeful. It makes me feel alive. It makes me, be able to dole out all of the crazy things that are going on in the world and makes me feel so individualistic and just unique and me. It really makes me feel like me. Making 13-year-old you smile. I talk a lot about healing your inner child, but now we have upgraded, or I should say, I don't know, not upgraded, graduated to learning about healing our inner teenager. I really want to do an episode about that too, because your inner child and your inner teenager are two completely different people, but they are both so fucking important. And now my outs. Apple Music. Feeling guilty for downtime, being a workaholic, suffering in silence, fear of judgment, Gypsy Rose because she's out of jail, oh, being sick, waiting for people to contact you, meaning like friends, family member, loved ones, because it's a two-way street. Long dinners, I fucking hate a long dinner. I can't do it. I refuse. High screen time, which this is not going to be. I typically do have a high screen time, but I'm trying to lower it, okay? Anxiety at me because 2023, I was consumed with anxiety, and I will do another episode about that on basically what my journey has been looking like. Things that I truly do believe were triggering my anxiety, and yeah. Letting my period ruin my fun. I am someone that gets horribly heavy, painful, just like put me down out of my misery periods. And I'm so fucking over losing a week every single month to my period. And then there's the week before that I'm PMSing, and then there's like another week after where I just feel like shit. I'm so sick and tired of only having 1 week of the month where I feel great, where I feel productive, where I feel beautiful. I'm so fucking sick and tired of that. It is so crazy and so hard to be a woman, add in a menstrual cycle, and holy fucking shit. It's like, we only have so many good weeks of the year, and I'm so sick of that. I really want to be better at tracking my cycle, understanding my cycle, knowing which workouts and which meals to partake in during which parts of my cycle so that I can feel my absolute best, because I'm sick of this shit, okay? Minimalism and being embarrassed. I'm so over being embarrassed, guys. I'm so over the second day embarrassment of something, the anxiety, even if you aren't drinking, I'm just gonna call it anxiety. I'm so fucking sick and tired of stewing and dwelling over something that happened years ago. I was trying to fall asleep last night, guys, and this is me every single night. My head hits that pillow, I could be so exhausted for hours, hours, even the whole day. The second my head hits that pillow, my mind is racing for at least an hour. It doesn't matter how much caffeine I've had that day, doesn't matter how much sugar, doesn't matter, it really doesn't matter on what I've consumed that day, whether if it's if I've been staring at a screen all day, if I've been chilling, if I've been working out, if I've been active, if I've been hanging out with friends. Really doesn't matter. The second my head hits that pillow, my mind is racing for at least an hour, and it is so fucking annoying. I can think of something from 10 years ago, from when I was 5, and I will just sit there and cringe. I can think of every single thing that I had to do that day but I didn't do, everything that I'm going to want to do tomorrow, and then every 5 minutes I'm picking up my phone and writing something in my notepad for me to remember the next day. It is truly so exhausting, and I just need to get better at not, I don't know, having my mind race. I really don't know how to do that. I obviously am no professional, but part of that is with no more being embarrassed. So I need to just let shit go. Stop thinking about it. Stop letting it consume every single aspect of myself. Because shit is so exhausting, guys, okay? It is truly so exhausting. So those are my ins and outs for 2024. If I think of any more of them, I will definitely post it on like a little story post. But that is everything that I could compile a list of when I was doing my little prep for today's episode. Thank you guys so, so, so much for tuning in. I think this is where we're going to cut the episode at. I'm so happy to be back. Thank you so much to everyone who just shows up weekly. Thank you to everyone who has reached out because I posted that I was sick. So I love you guys so much and appreciate you. And I am so excited for season 2 of the It's Nap Time podcast. We have I have so many plans and high hopes and goals for this podcast, and I just thank you all so much for being on this journey with me. This is going to be an amazing year. I am just in such high spirits about 2024. I hope you are too. My DMs are always open if you ever want to talk about anything. And yeah, I'm really excited. I feel so giddy. I feel like a little kid on Christmas morning. I truly feel like I am like awake for the first time in a few years. I feel like I'm excited about things. I feel like I have something to live for. I just feel like I'm living in my purpose right now, and I have you guys to thank for some of that. So thank you so much for being here. Season 2 is going to be amazing. 2024 is going to be amazing. You are amazing. And yeah, I just love you guys so much. If you guys want to leave a rating and review, that would be so awesome. It really does help out the podcast. And yeah, my personal Instagram is Natalie X Palik. The podcast Instagram is It's Nap Time Podcast. My DMs are always open on either account. And my TikTok is NataliePzero12 if you want to connect over there. Thank you guys so much for being here. As always, there will be a little Google form in the episode description details if you want to leave any feedback, any topic suggestions, any Q&As, any story time requests. You can find all of that in the link. So thank you guys so much for being here again. Happy Tuesday. Happy 2024. And I will talk to you guys next time. I hope you enjoyed your nap time. Bye.